News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, NECAP member Liam Óg Ohanaí, also known as Mo Cara, will appear before the Magistrates Court in Westminster today. He is charged with a terror offence for flying a Hezbollah flag at a concert last November. We're joined now by News Talk's reporter Emily Keegan in London. Good morning to you, Emily. We're hearing that there's going to be protests, etc., outside the court this morning. What's happening on the ground there now?
So I'm actually just outside Westminster Magistrates Court right now, and there is a really noticeable presence of police here. But aside from that, there is a huge crowd that have already gathered outside. There are signs everywhere saying "Free Mo Cara," defend free speech, defend NECAP. There is a table set up. People are calling for passerbys to sign a petition to drop the charges against Liam Óg, also known as Mo Cara. There's a really huge presence here. On my way here, I saw a van driving past that said, more blacks, more dogs, more Irish Mo Cara. There's billboards popped up all around London. It's a huge topic of conversation in London at the minute. You really can't miss it if you're here.
Okay. And is there any pushback from the other side saying, you know, Hezbollah are a terrorist organisation, and to wave a Hezbollah flag allegedly at a gig it should be or is a crime, even if it's on the lower level of offences?
There has been a lot of pushback online. There seems to be none on the ground here so far today. We've seen a lot of it online, but a lot of the focus was also actually on other videos in which it's alleged the members called for the death of Tory MPs and said of Hamas. There seems to be a lot more focus on that and less so on this alleged incident of him waving the Hezbollah flag. I think a lot of people are getting mixed up and think that this is to do with how outspoken they are about Palestine. That's not what this charge specifically relates to, but NECAP are claiming that this is kind of a political carnival, that they're trying to silence them and stop them from being outspoken about Gaza, and that this is just the first step in that process.
Yeah, they're calling it political policing. What can we expect to happen in court today?
Well, I think it's safe to say, obviously, we won't know until we get in there and we see how he does plead. But based off of the fact that they are denying this offence on all of their social media, I think it would be safe to guess that he is going to plead not guilty today. We'll just have to get in there and see. But really, I think outside the court now is what's most interesting with this big, huge crowd gathering.
Yeah, I've seen some of those billboards myself online. Thank you very much for joining us. That is News Talk's reporter Emily Keegan in London this morning at the Magistrates Court. And we will be bringing you details throughout the day on that case against Mo Cara and what happens in the Westminster Magistrates Court.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.